What's poppin', everybody? Welcome back to What Girl and
her mother-in-law.
Happy
fucking
Monday, right? It's the 6th. Yes, Monday.
You know what today is? What is today?
Gotta be good. It's live, baby. Well, not yet. It's gonna be live at like 12 or 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So, like, if you're
today,
if you're listening to this before 12 or 1 o'clock EST,
it's coming soon.
Yes.
And let me just say, you guys already know, I was her first subscriber. But also, I had privilege of seeing it beforehand, and it's so beautiful.
Thank you.
You guys have to go check it out. Aww. Cook it, chef it up chef with it Alyssa. Up. But it's so beautifully done. Like, I was just telling you before we started recording, like, that you can tell how much love she put into this little, not little, but you can tell how much love she put into it because it's so beautifully done.
Thank you.
You know?
It's very simple. It's very simple and straightforward.
Yeah, it's an easy.
You're not going to scroll 500 pages. Navigate.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. That's so annoying.
Yeah.
And then you have to go through 37 different things just to find the actual recipe.
Yes. Yeah. You're not going to do that on my website.
It's very, very easy. And it's just very beautifully done. I'm very, very proud of her. Like, thank she you hasn't so done much. Enough amazing things in the world. Aww. She's doing one more, and it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Proud mother-in-law here.
The response has been like so supportive. I was just telling Jerry, like, seeing, like, you know, all my close friends and family like share my little thing on their story, I'm like, that means so much to me. I'm like, thank you so much for sharing. Like, that's so sweet. Like, nobody has to do that, you know. Like, I didn't ask anybody to do that. That's so nice.
It's so nice.
And yesterday, you guys know my number 3, I went on just to check because obviously, like, I just launched it. I'm like, ooh, what's the Instagram at? 3333.
It's amazing.
I was like, and I always, whenever I look at the clock and it's 333, I take it as like you guys might think this is like foo-foo, but whatever. I just take it as like a good sign. Like, whatever I'm doing in that moment, wherever I'm at, like, it's meant to be, supposed to be, like, right place, right time. Mm-hmm. It's kind of how I take it, because sometimes I'll look at it when I'm like really stressed, like trying to make a deadline or get something done. And I'm like, I just look at it, I'm like, take a breath. Like, this, it's okay.
Guys, that's Benji scratching a box.
It's not me. Anyways, yeah, so Gotta Be Good live. Go check it out.
So excited.
I was going to say something about it, and then I forgot. Here I am. I'm still thinking about it, just so you know. After that whole conversation, in the back of my mind is, what were you going to say? I think I have to remove my pussycats. You know? It was Memorial Day weekend. My grandmother, she goes, we were telling her the story about how we were in Hobby Lobby, and my mom was telling Zane about the pussy willow. Yeah. And she goes, you know, I used to call my cats a pussycat. Why can't you say that word anymore? You know, old people just have no filter. It's like, why can't I say pussy anymore?
I say pussy all the time.
She's like, why is it such a negative connotation now? Are they okay, or should I remove them, you think? I'm going to remove them. Okay, pause. I remember.
Of course she does.
Okay, so my OCD, we're going back to the website really quick, because Jerry was like, I was her first subscriber. She also was the first one to even test a recipe.
Yes, I was.
Yep. You can say what it is, because they'll know in a few hours.
It was a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
It was delish.
And pretty much everyone in the fam was like, that's a good sandwich. And it's my dad's favorite, too. So that's in, like, my favorites section on the website. When it launches, you guys will see there's going to be a little favorite section. I have, like, 3 because, you know, you guys know my number 3. I have 3 of my top favorite recipes.
Okay.
And that's in there because that's a classic.
It's so yummy. Everyone loves it.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's easy. Like, my goal for this website is, like, simple ingredients, easy to follow recipes. Like, you'll see, like, I have, like, a pasta recipe in there that will taste like you spent 3 hours working on it. And it's very simple and easy. So that's my goal. And like, one day maybe I'll have a recipe with like some funky ingredients in it, and that's fine. But I want to try to make it, you know, for the home cook. I'm not a professional chef. You know, I don't use like these crazy weird ingredients. I just want to make recipes for people that can cook at home and enjoy a nice meal with their family. Simple and easy.
We love it.
That's it.
We love it.
And maybe I'm covering my ass. Maybe some things will be a little more difficult. But for the most part, I just want it to be, you know, something you can just easily make at home. That's it. I ain't a professional. I'm just doing it to just house my recipes, really, because I get people that are like, remember you made this in a video back last summer? Can you give me the recipe? And I'm like, where do I house that? You know?
But now you have it.
So now it's going to be cool, like, this today when it launches. I'm gonna, like, you know, go on the Instagram, go follow it on Instagram. It's gotta be Good Eats, because fucking whoever has gotta be good is inactive and they weren't answering my messages. I couldn't get it, whatever. It's so annoying because I'm like, you don't use it, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't use it, so it's gotta be Good Eats instead of gotta be good. Anyways, I'm gonna go on the Instagram story and I'm gonna ask you guys if you have a certain recipe that you remember me making or and you want me to, like, make an official recipe for the website. So I'm really excited to see what people say, because I'm sure there's things that I even forgot about that I had, you know, made a recipe for, that you guys are like, oh my God, I make this, but, like, I always, like, half-ass it. Can you, like, give me an official recipe? And I'm like, yes, girl, I got you. So I'm excited. I'm excited to hear your guys' feedback. I'm launching with 12 recipes. What is it?
4,802.
Followers?
Yeah. But I just went to go follow you, and I followed you already. I don't remember following you on this already, but I did.
Maybe you're on a different account.
Interesting. No, that's me.
Okay. Wow. So we're going to hit 5,000 followers within one day.
That's amazing.
Damn.
Amazing.
Instagram is definitely, like, the highest and easiest. Like, I think once I start posting on, like, YouTube and TikTok, maybe it'll be more. But I don't think people are so inclined to subscribe on YouTube, because it's just going to be shorts, you know, like, just, like, 60-second, 30-second videos of the recipes. So people are like, I can just see that on Instagram, you know,
which is fine.
But I'm going to house it on the other platforms just for other people to have.
Yeah.
Well, I'm housing it on YouTube, really, because when you are on my website and you hit watch video, it's going to bring you to YouTube.
That's where
my videos are housing. So that's really why I'm posting on YouTube. But whatever. Anyways, I'm really excited. I hope you guys are excited.
And I'm really excited for her to try to replicate the ghost taco quesadilla.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to put that on my list.
Yes. That's something I want to.
Yeah, I also.
She's going to have to go and get it again so she could really, like, taste it. Just make sure you get it with me, okay? We can go to lunch. Okay. Order for lunch.
We still have to go
pick apart.
Bao Bun.
Bun place, yeah.
The Bao place.
Tashu Bao.
No. What's it called?
I don't remember.
I forget. Something Bao Bun. We still have to go there. Thank you, Manscaped, for sponsoring this episode. Father's Day is around the corner. The Performance Package 4.0 is here just in time for the dad in your life's special day. It includes their lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacked ear and nose hair trimmer, crop preserver ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag. If he's using the same trimmer for his body and his face, you guys, please do him a favor and throw it out the window. Give him the upgrade that he deserves. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. Their new boxers have a jewel pouch. Yep, you heard that right. Designed to cradle his boys in their own special space. Dad, brother, friend, cousin, cat dad, dog dad, they all deserve moisture-wicking boxers that breathe without breaking a sweat. And we deserve it too, girls. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code OGMIL at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code AGAHMIL. He'll be shaking the gifts his mama gave him. But that, and then also, which segues into my next thing, I went to a party and apparently this is like, it was my cousin's, one of my cousin's, like, best friend's house. Mm-hmm. And apparently this is like, her name was Debbie, his mom. This is Debbie's recipe. Like, every time they have a get together, like, Debbie makes her taco salad. And I, this is me, you guys. Instead of playing beer pong outside with all, like, the 25-year-olds-ish, I'm inside talking to Debbie for over an hour. That's my life.
Really? Yes. Just, you're picking her brain.
We were talking about Hulu shows. She was showing me on the TV. We were talking about recipes. She was telling me her taco salad recipe. I wrote it down, which I'm so glad I did, because a girl has a few drinks. So I was like, I need to write this down, Debbie. And she looked like Gina from Skinny Taste.
No way.
Yes. I was like, have you ever heard of Skinny Taste? She was like, oh, no, but I'm taking this website. I'm going to make some recipes. I was like, you go, Debbie girl. Love her. So yeah, that's me, you guys. Take me to a party. I'm talking to the mom, eating the food, and everyone's partying. But anyways, this taco salad, I'm going to recreate it for my website.
Nice.
She was like, go for it. And it's like so simple and easy. It tasted like a Taco Bell crunch wrap, but like deconstructed. It's got like nacho cheese Doritos in it, ranch, lettuce, like ground beef. It was delish. It's not like a salad. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, right.
But it was so good.
Okay.
So I'm going to recreate that and then the quesadilla. Yum. See, so like I'm going to start adding things to my list. I also have some recipes that I still want to make. I just like, when I was creating this website, it got to the point where I was like, Alyssa, you got to stop adding things because you need to release it and then you can keep adding, you know?
Right.
Got to the point where I was like, wait, when I launch, I want this one on there. But when I launch, I want this on there. And I want this on there. And it takes like a whole week to like, you know, more than a week to like test it, photograph it, film it. You know, I test a recipe like 3 times before I like really got it perfect. Mm-hmm. And then I have to photograph it and film it and edit it and write down the, you know, like write the whole recipe. And I have, you'll see, I have a whole tips and tricks section. I have a description, which please read the descriptions because I really like them.
They're pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, I like them. They're quirky. So it took a while and I was like, Alyssa, you gotta stop adding things because it just adds on a whole nother like week and a half to release. So I stopped. So there will be a lot more coming. I don't have like a set, like every Monday I'm gonna release because I just wanna have fun with it. I don't wanna set myself on anything like that yet. But I wanna try like, you know, once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks I'll release a recipe. We'll see. But I don't wanna rush anything because it's like if I'm putting a recipe out there, I want it to be good because it's gotta be good.
It's gotta be good. I love it.
So, yeah. But if you guys keep up with social media, I'll post it as soon as I post a new recipe. So you guys will see all that. Quesadilla and what? Taco salad.
Taco salad. Debbie's taco salad.
I also want to do my chicken wings that I make on the barbecue with all like fresh herbs. Those are really good too. That was my own recipe with caramelized onions. I need to finalize that too.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, that's that on that. So I went to a party and I was in bed by 11:30 p.m. I talked to Debbie. I had a great time. That was fun. I never go to parties, you guys. What else? Memorial Day weekend just passed. I went and hung out with my Zumba family. They're great. I got in the car with Astrid and bitch is driving stick. I was like, go, girl. She's like, in Colombia, that's
all you drive.
All we drive. Yeah. I was like, that's so true.
So a like, lot it's of easy. Places.
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're like the odd man out
mm-hmm.
with our metric with system, too.
I was yes. supposed to say that. With yeah. everything, really.
Yeah. But, yeah, she got us into the air show, which, if you live on Long Island, it's literally like impossible. You have to go like so early in the morning. But we had the hookup with somebody we know kind of like works for, you know.
That's very nice.
So it was actually funny because after 12 o'clock, they shut down the road. Like, you're getting turned around, you know, mm-hmm. if you're online at that time. But, like, they just, like, moved a cone and, like, let us go through. Everyone behind us probably like, what the fuck?
Like, who the hell is that? It's gotta yeah. be a celebrity.
Because we sat in traffic, so it was, like, 12:15. We were like, shit. But anyways.
Wow.
So that was fun.
Yeah, I mean, I got noticed early that the beaches were already at capacity at, like, whatever time it was. It's
yeah.
like, that's why, like, you'll yeah. never see me there.
Yeah, it's a lot.
But
luckily, the weather was literally stunning because it was like 70, 75 and so breezy by the water, obviously. Mm-hmm. So like we all got so sunburnt, but like did not feel it at all. And we all put on sunscreen. I think it was just like the first sun is like on your body. You're so pale
right.
and it just like burns you. And then now like I should be okay, hopefully.
Imani went yesterday just for a couple of hours and he came home and I'm like, wow, look
strong.
At the color.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, I like it.
I mean, he walked in smelling like pina colada. So, you know, he was like, I mean, he
lathered.
Was shiny. He was like
yeah.
lathered in it.
Yeah.
And he still got a lot of color. But
yeah.
it's, and he just went for a little bit, really.
Yeah.
But
it's strong out there. But, yeah, so that was fun. I introduced you guys, if you're interested, to my Zumba fam on my YouTube video. So if
aww.
You want to meet them, I formally introduced everyone.
That's so cute.
So that's fun. We also, on Friday, celebrated Aaliyah's birthday. That was fun.
Oh, yes, it was fun.
17.
Joy.
What? No.
Well, before we started today and our last episode, you guys know she's driving me crazy lately. I cannot wait for the school year to be over and done with. That's all I got to say.
Did you tell her about the episode? Does she know?
Oh,
she'll
I
be
did.
Mad at you.
I did.
You did.
I told her.
Yeah, you had to be open and honest.
Yeah. Of course, there was like a, I just want to let you know, I absolutely love you. But
this is my venting podcast.
Yes. And it's been rough with her.
Yeah.
And she admits it. Like, she knows. She's like, Mom, yeah, there's a lot of, everything is, you know, everything she's working for, it's the end of the year. Everything comes together. But yeah, it's like, next year, please take on less.
Yes.
You know, please take on less. Because watching.
She doesn't even take a lunch.
Yeah. And she don't have school. A lunch next year either. She did say that I think she's going to not take AP Calc.
Please.
I know. I told her, I was like, please. Yeah. Yeah. Because she's taken two other APs. And I'm like, she's like, AP Calc is very demanding. And mm-hmm, it's a lot of work. So she's actually considering dropping that class. And I was really proud of her. I mean, she hasn't done it yet because I asked her yesterday. I'm like, did you talk to your guidance counselor yet? She's like, no.
Yeah.
So once she drops that, I think I'll feel a little bit of like a,
and you know? She will too, and she'll realize like, oh, I don't have to be on level 10 with everything. Like, I can be level 5 and still be good. I used
you as an example. You I'm did. Like, you look to Alyssa. You see how she's always this and that. I said, Alyssa, literally on the, I think you said it on the podcast where you decided to not upload every other day and only do it twice a week, and how you're actually like enjoying life now. Like, yes, you're like,
I can breathe.
Like, yeah. Like, be great at those two, you know.
Quality over quantity.
And she's like, I know, but, you know, and college, and I'm like, oh, my
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, but college, you're still going to have great grades, and they're not going to be like, well, she didn't take AP Calc.
No, I have to tell you, I promise, I had to go to a meeting with her, to her school, mm-hmm, and her guidance counselor, you know. I'm pretty sure this is the way they're called. I don't know because I never did myself. But they advise you that you should take what they call safe apply. Sorry, when you apply to colleges, you should apply to a couple of safe schools, mm-hmm, which are like below, like easy, like you'll get into. Some target schools, and then, which obviously target, they're in your area. And then some reach schools, which mm-hmm are like reach.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So her guidance counselor was like, well, what schools are you looking into? So she gave her a list of like 10, right? Maybe more. And the guidance counselor was like, literally, Aaliyah, none of these are reach schools for you. Like with your, like she has a 4.0 grade average right now. And it's like none of these. And because of COVID, most of the colleges don't even require an SAT score. So it's like, yeah, maybe her SAT score would have been a reach because she wasn't quite there, but she's taking it again. Mm-hmm. But it's like, without the SAT score, just going on grade point average, none of the schools were reaches for her. Mm-hmm. So it's like, the guidance counselor was like, the best thing you need to get a reach school, I would apply to a college that has a very low acceptance rate. Mm-hmm. That would be your reach. Since your grades are already on point,
right?
Let it be the acceptance rate. Right. So that's what she's doing now.
And that's the thing, too, is, like, if you're taking all these AP classes and you're getting a 4.0, like, why not, like, go a level down, still get a 4.0, and be way less stressed?
I said that to her, and it's because colleges look at that. Mm. Like, they don't want to see you, like, I know I'm going to get a 4.0, so let me take an easier class. Like, they see that as somebody who's not willing to push and try. Because I said the same exact thing. Yeah. I'm like, I don't get it, but...
But we also didn't go to college, so...
Exactly.
We don't get it.
I know, I told you. I'm like, listen, because I don't know. I don't know anything. Experienced. And yeah, so we already started booking college tours, and I'm actually excited to be able to go and like see how she, you know...
Feels about it.
Yeah. Seeing like the natural, I have a girlfriend whose daughter wanted to go to this school, like for a couple of years already. And they went and did the college tour, and her daughter hated it. She's like, I don't feel the vibe, Mom.
Yeah.
Because it's like everything is great on paper, but the vibe, it's just, it's not for me.
Yeah.
So it's like, I told Aaliyah, don't get your hopes up about one particular school because you may go and hate it, you know? Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely excited to start that chapter of life with her. I do have to start. I don't know, because I feel like everything I do, I am trying to groom her in a way where she has better habits, and I just feel like she has such shitty habits right now, and you know, I worry for her.
You just have to think back to when Imani was that age, you know?
And when I was that age. Like, you know, and I tell her that too. I'm like, you know, I was 16, well, 17. I was your age. Although I can't relate, because when I was just telling you too, when I was 17, I was working full time, going to school for full time and paying for my own apartment.
Yeah.
So I can't relate.
Yeah.
But you have to get done what you have to get done.
Yeah.
And there is enough time in the day. You just have to better time management.
Yeah.
That's her biggest flaw.
And just, like, self-care, because you're going through so many hormonal changes at that age. Like, you're so moody and just so... Yeah, like, when I was 16, 17, like, I was nasty to my mother.
Yeah.
So, like, she needs to give herself more grace and, like, focus on herself.
Yeah. Yeah. It hurts. I gotta tell you, it hurts. Hearing these little eesh from her... It stings me.
It's because your biggest thing is, like, be kind, be respectful, and be grateful.
That's it. I'll give you the world. Yeah. Or whatever is in my power to give you, I will give you as long as you're kind, compassionate, like, grateful. Just appreciate it. Be a good human, and the world is yours. And I still believe that. Like,
she is, yeah.
You know, but...
She's just going through a phase. Yeah. So it's hard. You're like, hello, these are not the principles.
I love you, Aaliyah.
Figure it out.
If you're listening, I really do love you.
Yeah.
And but yeah. So her birthday was great, though. We went out to
Izumi,
like Izumi. A hibachi sushi place. It was delish. Mm-hmm.
I had that piece of cake the next day. She got like a Dairy Queen.
Yeah,
Dairy Queen Oreo
ice cream cake.
Wow, it was so good.
I'm glad you took it, because I did tell you that I had a bigger cake for the next night, and it was gone.
Really?
And when I tell you, they got the littlest slivers, because I don't even know how many people she had over here. She had a shit. She had like maybe like 15, 16.
Uh-huh.
But that cake literally, I mean, they were getting little slivers.
Yeah.
But
oh, it was so good.
But she had a great time. You know, like, good. She had a great time with us, with the fam, and then the next day she had like friends come over, and they just sat around the fire pit.
Cute.
And they were singing, and it was just the cutest thing. And so she had a good birthday.
Sit around the fire pit with me and sing.
I did say that to her. Actually. I'm like, you know, because she keeps talking about it. She's like, Ma, I really had a great time. Like, that whole fire pit, that vibe. And I'm like, you know, we could do that every night.
Yeah.
You don't need to just do it when all your friends are here. You could do it with me, ever. You can have Aaron come over, Alyssa, Zane come up. Like, we could do this all the time.
Yeah.
But of course, it's not the same.
Yeah.
You know.
That's cute. Again, and we played Family Feud, too. That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Your dad and Aaron.
So funny. Yes.
That was cute.
Can we tell that story? It's
no.
Funny. No?
No, I thought you said, did we tell a story?
Oh, no. I said, can we?
Yes.
I'm like, there's nothing wrong with
that.
Yeah,
go ahead. You tell it, because you're good at remembering. I'm not.
Basically, it's not a long story. It's a short story. We're playing Family Feud. And if you guys watch Family Feud, you know Steve Harvey is the host. He's a black bald guy, right? So Aaron is a black guy, my dad is bald. So we're deciding who's gonna be the host, and Aaron's like, well, obviously, like, hello, like, I'm gonna be the host. And my dad took off his hat. He's like, but I'm gonna be the host. And then Aaron just goes and, like, points at himself. My dad's like, you're gonna play that card? And he's like, I'm playing that card.
I'm playing that card.
And they're both just, like, laughing at each other. It was really funny.
It was funny. And then Aaron went home that night, and he was texting Aaliyah. He's like, I fucking love your family.
Aww.
I'm like, who doesn't love us? Like, we're fucking fun.
His
like, we
humor
have a good time.
Fits in.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I kept telling him, too, because... Steve Harvey, he goes, all right, top whatever answers are on the board.
And he wasn't saying it.
And he wasn't, keep saying it. And I'm trying to fill in over here. Like, I was a scorekeeper, so I'm trying to fill in, like, how many answers we got. Like, which one's which, you know? So he wouldn't do it. And I'm like, Aaron.
Steve Harvey says.
Top five answers on the board. He's like, oh, top five answers on the board.
No, he definitely fits in with us.
Yeah, we need, like, the, because we're, like, nuts. So, like, we need that, like, funny, like, sarcasm. Like, you know, like. not getting offended easily by shit, right. You know, like we're crazy.
Right.
So like we need that energy and I feel like he fits that energy.
Yeah, he does.
Like he gives it back to us, you know, like if we like pick on him, like not pick on him, but you know what I mean? Like if I'm like, you're not saying it, he's like, oh, you know what I mean? Right, like right. He goes back at you instead of like, you know.
Right, getting offended.
Yeah, like, whatever. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's funny too, because he comes from, he's very proper, like mm-hmm. goes to church every week. He. Mm-hmm. He's not even like he.
You mean not like us, like sinners?
Exactly. But he also doesn't curse. Like he said, if my mom ever heard me curse,
really?
Like he said, I get she'll like raise her eyebrows if I say frick.
Really?
And I'm like, that's so funny. Wow. And Aaliyah said for the longest time, because I remember one of the first times meeting him, and I'm like, wow. I was like, yeah, I remember Aaliyah, because she had like curse, and he like looked at her. I'm like, I remember for the longest time, Aaliyah wouldn't curse. Remember? We always used to, like, Aaliyah, just, you're allowed to say shit. Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
Now she's got a grand old potty mouth like a mother. But Aaron says, well, that's okay, because I don't curse either. And Aaliyah was, Aaliyah said, Ma, that's okay, because you don't curse either. She's like, it took me forever to hear him just say, like, shit
yeah.
And I'm like, wow. But
the way you're raised.
Yeah He was definitely raised more proper than my kids were, but
and different generations too. Like my grandmother says, saying fuck is so unladylike.
I'm like, the fuck,
that doesn't
here.
Fucking make me not a lady. I'm still a fucking lady. I don't want to be a lady then.
That's funny. But you're right. Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
It's like different people's views on certain things.
And but she wants to throw the word pussy around, so.
Well, when you said ladylike, I was going to say that, and I'm like, that would be so not nice. But but I got a pussy, so I am a lady.
Teach their own.
Exactly. Can we not care? You know, can we just not care about the little things in life?
Well, anyways, so yeah, my sister's also here.
Hi, sissy. I
hope she's leaving today. No, not today. Like the when you're listening to this.
Oh, I was gonna say I didn't even see her. I hope I get to see her, sissy. I want to see you.
Yeah, no, she's leaving when this goes out on the 6th. She actually came for a long time, like a week.
Nice.
Yeah. So we're going to the Justin Bieber concert tonight. I'm gonna go hang with her and her few of her friends. Saturday, because her boyfriend is here as well for work. So Saturday, I think we're gonna like all get together and do a little lunch or something. Sunday, then we're celebrating for Father's Day. We're gonna take him to the Belmont racetrack. Okay. Yeah, he loves that. All right, yesterday, because we're surprising him, I guess. And yesterday, he's like, "Oh, if I could guess, like the one thing you guys are probably taking me to is like Belmont racetrack." And I'm sitting there like, "Whatever." And my mom and my sister go, "No, it's not that." I'm like, why'd you lie? Now he's gonna think it's something cooler. Like, no, he loves Belmont. I'm like, he's gonna be so like, why did you tell me no?
He's like, well, thanks Alyssa, because she didn't lie to me.
And my mom was like, I was looking at you and you're like trying to hold in your like smirk, because I wanted to be like, they're lying, like that's where we're going. It's not that big of a surprise if you fucking guess it on the first try.
We do it every single year.
We do it every year. Dad loves to go bet on the horses. So that's funny. So yeah, and then she leaves on Monday morning. I have to leave at like 6 a.m. But it'll be nice. I'm launching that day, this day, and Love Island starts tonight. Oh,
tonight meaning tonight,
it's like the day, like the day of the podcast.
Oh right, you talked about it, about how you're just gonna order you some food and just sit on the couch and just dive in.
Although I'm sure when I'm done with this week of my sister being here, I'm gonna be so fooded out. With making the website, I'm done with cooking, and with my sister, I'm like not into food. I'm going through my like little hiatus on food.
I hate
lately
food right now. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know. I think the hot weather too. Like I just want water. So
agree.
I've just been like not like super craving anything amazing, and I think I'm just going through a phase because I've been testing recipes literally nonstop. Like I can't even tell you how many days in a row Zane and I ate chili because we had so fucking much. Because I had a test. When you test chili, it's a big ass batch. So I made it like 4 times within like a week and a half, just testing a chili recipe. Because I'm like, maybe I should do 1 can of this. And like my OCD, I'm like, I have to retest the whole recipe. So we had so much damn chili, and like I'm just like with cooking so much, I'm like, I'm taking my break. The website will come out. They have 12 recipes, and then I'll continue on
then,
again when I'm ready.
You'll work from it.
But yeah, for right now, I'm like, ugh, can't be bothered.
Yeah. I agree. You know, that's how I feel every day. Like, I hate fucking food. I hate thinking about food. I hate Yesterday it was so gross. It was like 93 yesterday here, and my AC, which is my central air, which is on its last leg. We had it serviced the year before, and he basically was just like, yeah, it's about to die. So we're going to hold on to dear life as long as, because, you know, I'm not going to be in this house hopefully much longer. So Ever comes home, and I'm like, can we just leave, please? Like, just please, can we just go anywhere that has nice, cool air? Because no matter how many times I tried to cool off, I was still fucking hot. And yeah, so we went out for a bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was gross.
I know. I actually went to my parents because my sister's here, so I've just been spending time with them the whole time. And I had so much work to do yesterday. She's like, bring your laptop. So I was sitting outside. Luckily, they have like the big gazebo, so I was in the shade, and they have a fan. And I was actually pretty okay. I like being hot, though.
Yeah, but I don't mind being hot if there's a breeze.
But I was sweating. Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. I would have jumped in your mom's pool. You should have jumped in the pool and then came out and walked.
I know.
You know, it would have kept, like, because that was it. I mean, Ever wanted to open our pool. And I'm like yeah. The rest of the guys, like, yesterday it was 93. Today is 69, going to be a high, or 68, so a high. So I said to Ever, why are we going to open a pool? Because opening up a pool, first of all, it's so much... It's very time consuming. Mm-hmm. Keeping it clean, keeping it, you know, the right fucking chemicals, keeping the fucking motor running long enough. It's like, Why do all that for one day? We would have went in it maybe Monday and yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like Aaliyah's in school. Nobody's going to be in the fucking pool.
When is she done? It's already June 1st.
Well, graduation is the 25th. Like, so that would be like the last. But I think testing starts about the 14th.
Damn.
So I think she's got like maybe like another 10 days of actual classes.
Okay.
And then it's just like going for all the regences and stuff like that. Yeah, so it's almost done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is she going to go to graduation because her friends
are Yeah, 90% of her friends are graduating. So sad.
Yeah.
But not. And I keep trying to reiterate that with her. I'm like, just because they're going to college doesn't mean they're not your friends anymore. And she said day before yesterday, whatever. She was like, you know, I just want to let you know you were right. And I'm like,
oh, really?
She's like, I'm like, damn, you know, it's nice to hear. But she's like, oh, yeah, I was talking to Kennedy. And Kennedy's like, oh, girl, I'll be home for Friendsgiving and Christmas. And like, I'm going to always be there because Kennedy's going away.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, yeah, Leah. I said, and she's like, do you know that colleges get out over the summer? And I'm like, yes, Aaliyah. Yeah. They're going to be back home for summer.
They get out earlier than high school.
Yeah, usually May.
Yeah.
I said, they're going to be back home for summer. They're going to be here for Christmas. They'll be here for Thanksgiving. I said, you're going to see your friends, and you'll just enjoy their company more. You
know, maybe she'll be a little less stressed with less going on, maybe.
No, because next year she's the drum major. Next year
she's stepping up. Oh, jeez. No, but 11th, they say 11th is the hardest year. So, like, hopefully she'll be a little more
and
relaxed.
She survived it. I mean, we only got, like, 10 more days or so of classes, and then
survived it with a 4.0. So.
I survived it. I need a... I deserve...
I am the victim.
Okay?
Here.
I deserve it all.
You're like, I can't wait for summer.
Look, oh, yes, I can't. Yeah. Can't. But I'm excited. I'm excited for it to be over, for her to be able to enjoy summer and really try to just really push her for better time management skills. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want her seeing her suffer the way she did this year, next year, you mm-hmm. know?
I'm excited to see the feedback on that episode. Because when we're recording this, it's coming out tomorrow. I'm curious to see because we said, like, you know, if you have a teenager, like, advice
yes,
or
please
anything.
Please help me. And you know what? It's just like childbirth, in my opinion, because like you have a child, you go through all that pain, and then you see it and it's gone. RJ, how many times have you reminded me? Do you remember RJ when he used to bite our feet? No, I don't remember.
Me?
Yeah, well, I feel like everybody. Okay, so maybe
you got
not
the wrong
you.
Kid. I don't even know. He used to bite our feet?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not me. Okay.
I hear like, oh, you remember when this happened? I was like, no, I don't. I don't remember Zane being an asshole until I think of a specific thing. I don't remember Imani being such an asshole until I think of or you remind me of. And it's like Aaliyah right now. I'm like, damn, why is she out of all my kids? And it's like, no, they all go through this stage.
Yes.
And I know it.
Yes.
But and then it's like once it passes, it's like it leaves your mind. You're like, fuck that. Like I don't want to keep that bad memory,
yes.
that bad time in my life. I just want to enjoy mm-hmm. and forget and move on.
Yeah.
So guys, please help a girl out. Actually, this is stupid because it already went up. Okay, anyway, yeah, listen, love you guys.
Both Zane and Imani and me were shitty at that age too. So in my opinion, it's just like
the age.
Yes, it's a 17-year-old.
Oh my god, 17! It's so weird saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Damn. But yeah, you and Zane used to fight like fucking.
He was feisty.
Siblings, yeah, yeah, and you and Imani too. So. But I don't think you and Aaliyah would get to that stage. You're like, I don't know. We're on the path.
Okay. We're definitely on that path. But anyway, yeah. So
we're gonna read
emails.
Advice emails.
I'm asking you guys for advice, but let's give you advice.
Sounds great. Okay. Here we go. Advice. Potential relationship. So me and this guy met at work about 2 years ago, and we immediately became best friends. We had gone to high school together, but never really got along. I actually used to make fun of him, not my best moment. But besides that, I never thought I could see him anything else other than just friends. But oh, have things changed. It all started on Halloween of 2021. We were having a sleepover at our friend's house, and we were all drinking. Well, we got very wasted and started making out, and after that, I blacked out. We didn't speak about what happened for a few days, but eventually we talked about it and had agreed to just be friends with benefits because neither of us have anything, so why not, right? So fast forward to February, we kept hooking up here and there, no sex because we were both virgins, he's 20 and I'm 21. We decided to be each other's first, so this is where I need advice. We keep hooking up as normal, but now when we are in the car, he always wants to hold my hand and kiss me when we are at a red light or a stop sign, but I don't mind. We joke about how we're dating, but then again, we're not dating. We already have our daughter's name picked out. He's the sweetest person ever. He bought me a ring and flowers for Valentine's Day. So I don't know, ladies. What do you guys think? Do you think we should try dating or stay as friends with benefits? Sorry if it's a little confusing. There's so many more details, but if I include them, this will be way too long. But any advice from you beautiful ladies would be amazing. Love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you. Thank
you. Know what's really cute? Huh. I always assumed friends with benefits were just fucking buddies, but they're both virgins. So it's like they have other benefits.
Yes.
Like
that's
so
true.
Cute. Like I love that. See, yeah. You live and you learn every day.
Yeah.
Listen, he bought you flowers and a ring. You guys are more than just friends with benefits. You know, I think maybe some people get nervous putting a title on it,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's a lot more deeper than just friends with benefits, in my opinion.
I agree.
So what do you think?
Go
do you think
for
she's
it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you already bought me a ring. We already have our daughter's name picked out.
Yeah. I think you guys are just scared to like say it.
But I think you both want it.
Because even if you say you're dating or say you're friends with benefits, either way, if this relationship ends, you're going to be sad.
Exactly.
So putting the label on it really isn't going to change anything.
God,
so
you're
like,
so smart.
But also, on the other hand, I guess if you want to keep it at friends with benefits, is it going to change anything? I don't know. I think you're dating.
I think you're dating, too.
And I think, yeah, either way, you'll be sad if it messes up. So it's not going to change your relationship. It's not going to be like, oh, we're friends with benefits, so it's fine. We can just stop, you know, doing it and we'll be fine with each other. Like, no, you guys buy each other gifts and talk about things in the future. Like,
you're still going to get hurt regardless. That's such a great point, Alyssa, because that's what I think most people do get nervous about putting a title on it. It's like, oh, what if it gets ruined? And it's like, you're going to get hurt either way.
Right.
You know,
right.
So try it. Put that title.
Do it.
Do it. Oh, I'm feeling abandoned.
Okay.
Hey, Alyssa and Jerry. Recently, my parents have been talking more and more about moving down south. In the past, my dad has always brought up how he wants to move back to Florida, but I never thought he was serious because he has said this for the last 6 years or more. About a month ago, my mom told me that in June, they were going to go down south to a few different places to see where they might want to move to. Last week, I came home from work and I see my dad looking at houses online. Finding out he gave his work notice of when he was going to be leaving and to find out a realtor was coming by to appraise our house. They told me if everything goes well, they hope to be down there by October. That's so sad.
I know.
At the beginning of the year, my oldest sister moved out into an apartment with her friend. Granted, she didn't spend much time at home. We would see each other a few times a week, which was nice. Now I'm the only one left out besides our cat living in the house, which brings me to why I feel like I'm being abandoned. Never once did I think my parents were going to move and leave me all by myself. I feel like I have nowhere to go, especially nowadays when everything is so expensive. Apartments around me start at $1,800, if not more, unless I want to move into a place that isn't the nicest place. Not to mention that I'm working two jobs and I still won't be able to afford rent, food, utilities, car insurance, phone bills, gas, possibly a new car soon. There's no way I'll be able to afford everything. My parents say that I could just move in with my boyfriend's family, which is honestly the last thing I want to do. He lives in a small one-bedroom house, which is less than 700 feet. He barely has enough room for all his crap. No mind all my stuff. And to be quite honest, I haven't felt happy in our relationship in a year, and we've only been dating for 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I don't want to live with him, and I definitely won't be able to afford anything on my own. I feel like my only option is to move in with him, even though I don't think it'll be good. I've never felt more alone. My parents are leaving me. I have no friends. I'm not happy in my relationship. I hate my jobs. I have nowhere to go. I have no idea what I want to do anymore. I'm lost, and I don't know what to do. Please help. Oh.
My first thought is you need to get rid of the boyfriend. Because you don't want to move in with him. You haven't been happy in over a year.
And it's a 3-year relationship. So a third of the time together, you haven't been happy.
And you're like, you basically are like, I'm over it. I don't want to live with him. I'm not happy.
Right.
So definitely don't move in with him just because you need a place to stay, because you're just going to be even more miserable. Is moving with your parents not an option? ? Like, why are you not moving with your parents? Because you hate your jobs. Your parents are leaving you. You're not happy in your relationship. You have no friends.
Your sister moved out. Like, yeah.
Why are you not going with your parents?
If that's an option.
I don't see why not. They're getting a house.
Yeah. And maybe you'll like it down there and find new friends, find a new boyfriend, find jobs that you like, you know. But if it's just whatever, maybe it's not an option. If it's not an option, I still think, like Alyssa said, leave the boyfriend. I think you don't have to have a beautiful apartment if you can't afford one. I think you have to learn to live within your means, right? So if right now you have to go to a smaller 700 square foot cramped place, mm-hmm. and I'm not saying your boyfriend's, I'm just giving an example, then that's what you have to do for now. There's always going to be sacrifices that have to be made in order to get to where you want to be, you know? So just live within your means, whatever those are at the time. Try to get a job that you actually enjoy, you know? And it'll work out. It always does. It's always, listen, it'll be a struggle, but it'll always work out. And if you're doing it on your own, living in a lesser than desired apartment, paying it on your own, you're going to have so much appreciation of what you're doing for you that it's going to make you rise.
Like, you're gonna have motivation. You'd be like, oh, I want better for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if you move into your boyfriend, like, you're selling yourself short. You're sacrificing your own happiness and joy, just, you know, and it's like, no, mm-hmm. you know? So if moving with your parents aren't an option, I would say just downgrade what your ideal lifestyle would be for right now until you can get there. Everything is achievable in time, you know, and hard work. So I think just, you know, hopefully moving with your parents is a good thing, is a possible thing, because literally it can change your whole entire life.
She didn't say it's not. I don't see, like, I feel like if she was like, I'm not moving with them.
Right.
Like, she didn't say anything about that. And it's just like, to me, like, you gave me all the reasons of why somebody would
move.
Get
the hell out of here.
You don't have any ties there. Yeah. You don't have a career that you love. You're working two jobs that you hate. You don't like your boyfriend. You don't want to move out with him. Like, you're just stuck with the cat. Your sister's not there. Sounds like, to me, all reasons why you would leave somewhere.
A fresh start.
Yeah. Like, start the fuck over.
Yeah. And even if it's temporary, even if you go down that with them temporarily, get your shit cleared, your mind cleared, save a few bucks, you know, stuff like that, I think it'll be the best thing for you.
Excuse me. I say move.
Move. Move.
I think maybe you're just like rubbing it off as an option because you're like, no, I'm not moving to a totally different place. And maybe you're just not even like considering it, but like go. I think it sounds awesome for you.
I mean, listen, we all know that we have to talk about moving soon. And the thought of, because I have my ties here because of my children, but how often I think about like a fresh start in a whole new place and it's like, exactly. And then it's like, well, fuck, I have my family here, so I can't. But it's, you know, I a have a reason.
Start.
But it's like, I have close. A reason. If I didn't have you guys here, then I would be like, I can't wait to get out of here.
She'd be backpacking around.
You should be excited. Fresh start somewhere else.
Agree.
You know? And nothing is ever permanent. If you go there and you hate it, so what? You tried it. At least no regrets.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move on from there.
100%. Do it.
Do it. This one's all you.
Okay. How to tap into my inner hoe energy.
Okay.
She does give a trigger warning, brief mention of eating disorders and mental health. Hi, ladies. I'm working through your episodes after recently being recommended it by my bestie. Thanks, bestie.
That's so cute.
We appreciate you for recommending us. We really appreciate that. Like, if you think somebody in your family, your friends, or whoever would enjoy our podcast, please recommend us.
Can I interrupt?
Mm.
Because, you know, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
The last, I would say, maybe 5, 6, 7 people that joined our group, in the description, it says, do you know, how did you hear about us? All last 5 or 6 of them all said that people in a different group were talking about us. And they're joining. So I'm like, A, I want to find out what group this is.
Yeah.
And obviously, they were talking good shit if they wanted to join.
Yeah.
So I'm like so excited. You know? It's like, oh, that's
I feel
so
like we're
cool.
Getting like a new wave of listeners.
That's so cool.
I don't know where you're all coming from, but
we love
hi,
it.
Hi, welcome.
And thank you.
Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate it. And if you're enjoying this episode and you're like, wait, shit, I love this podcast, you guys can send us an email too. Head over to our Instagram. It's just at Aghamil, AGAHMIL. Hit the contact button and just send us an email. It's also in our description, so I'm not going to read it off to you because you're probably driving or some shit and I don't want to be responsible. But like, go to our description and like send us an email on anything you need help on, advice on. If you want to tell us a funny story, we do sex episodes, love stories. The scam one was really fun. If you want to send in your story about how you got scammed or somebody you know, like stuff like that, send it in.
Yes.
Thank you for listening.
Please
do. We always keep you anonymous. Most of the time, even if you guys say my name, we don't.
Say my name.
Say my name. Okay, I'm getting back to your story.
Okay,
sorry. Okay. I can see why she loves you too.
Aw, thanks.
Which, by the way, bestie, if you're listening to this, it's not me, and don't bring it up. Love you.
Oh, is this for a friend?
She's going to have to put together if it's who it is. How many people are listening right now and they're like, shit, my best friend listens to this podcast. Who is this? You know?
Oh, okay,
let's see. Let me start off by saying that I'm 22 years old. Okay, we're narrowing it down. Mm-hmm. Everybody listening?
Wait, she's never been in a relationship.
Okay. I was a late bloomer, so I was never really interested in boys or sex when I was in high school. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 20. I was seeing a guy pretty casually, friends with benefits type of vibe. He did take my V card. Of course, I caught feelings a few months in. During that time, I was dealing with a lot of mental health struggles and had a bit of a nervous breakdown that led to a very weird ending between me and him. I decided to take some time off from seeing people to work on myself.
Beautiful. We love that for you.
It's been almost 2 years since then, and I'm wanting to get back out there, but because I've never really had a, quote, hoe phase, I don't mean that in a derogatory way at all. I don't know how to get into that energy. I've gained a lot of weight since I was diagnosed with anorexia when I had my breakdown, so that is contributing to my low confidence. I really do want to explore sex a lot more. I've never had sex with anyone besides him. I am in school full time, so I don't really want anything serious. I'm on Hinge, but most of the guys give me the ick. I feel like I'm just not able to let loose and have fun, but I want to. Any advice or tips on how I can tap more into this energy? I'm trying my best, but clearly my best isn't working. Thank you. Keep doing you. Your podcast is amazing.
That's
so sweet. Thank you. Thanks, bestie.
No,
I never had a whole phase. So I don't know.
I really didn't have a hoe phase either. I mean, I was a bit of a hoe, but I
in relationships.
Had, yeah.
Same. I've been in a few relationships, but I wasn't like single and hoed around.
Yeah. No. Either did I.
Yeah.
The one thing you say you're on Hinge, but most guys give you the ick. I think there's that word, the ick.
Ick.
I think sometimes we're so quick to judge, and you never know. Maybe one of these guys that you think are giving the ick could be like your friends with benefits. You know, I know you don't run a relationship, but I think maybe stop being so
picky
and catching the ick so quickly. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe meet them and see if they prove their ick.
Yeah, I would say if somebody doesn't have on their profile something that clearly goes against your morals or values in life,
then just try it. Then why not?
Just meet them in person. And if it was a bad date, then it's a bad date.
Right.
Just go for a drink. You don't have to go for a whole ass dinner. Just go meet for a drink.
And maybe get your freak on if it works out. Maybe somebody with the ick ain't really... I'll give you the dick.
After a drink, the ick's not so icky.
Then you get the little dicky dicky. I don't know.
And his little picky picky.
I think, stop judging on the ick, unless, like Alyssa said, unless it's something majorly morally against what you believe in, since you specifically are looking just to get your hoe phase on.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Just be safe. And have fun.
You can't be picky with the hoe phase. If you want to go hoe around, you gotta just take what you can get.
Yeah.
You're hoeing.
Especially if you're not feeling very confident in yourself. I mean, take what comes your way, you know, and then just...
And if you're on apps, they see you.
Right. And
if they don't like it, they're going to swipe left, so... What'd you say?
Swipe left.
Is that the wrong way?
No, I'm not in that, you know... Terminology. Come on.
On a dating app, you swipe left or swipe right. Swipe right.
See, I thought that was only like a swipe white.
Swipe white.
Tinder. It's like Tinder. I didn't know Tinder was just a hookup app. Go to Tinder.
It's like socially been that way. I don't think they advertise as a just like a fuck buddy site. But I think they advertise as a dating site, but it turned into that.
So go on Tinder.
Yeah,
that's like a known fuck buddy thing. So
I think Bumble is more like relationship vibe.
Okay.
And so, she said Hinge.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
I think Hinge is more of a hookup one too.
Oh, okay.
But again, I think all these websites want to be dating sites, but like they just turn into like socially like that's what.
Because everybody wants to go through their hoe phase right now.
Yeah, but people meet on Tinder thinking they want to hoe around and then they fall in love. So people meet on Tinder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they think they just want to have sex one night and they're like, oh, wait. Let's do this again.
Mm-hmm. And again.
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Aw. So you never know. I think just listen.
Let it go.
Yeah, exactly.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm. And go in it with little expectations. You know, you're going in it to just have a physical relationship. You don't want that connection anyway, right? So go in it for like, that's the sole purpose of doing this is for that.
You're 22. And just stay safe.
Yeah.
You're 22. Just go for drinks.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Enjoy it.
And if you're on the date with the guy, you don't like him, say you're going to the bathroom and leave. Just kidding.
That's kind of. So mean. Okay. I need advice. Hey, girls. I would like to start off by saying how much I love the podcast. I listen to every episode. So I have a dilemma. Me and this guy have been talking since September, and I've always been more into the relationship than he has from the beginning. I've taken him to doctor's appointments, paid for groceries, and so much more, basically overplaying my role. In December, I put my foot down and told him I wasn't going to keep doing this all the time if we weren't dating, and basically he felt as though I was giving an ultimatum. Because I did. But anyways, he asked me out and we were fine. We were going to school in Niagara Falls, but he lives in Newburgh, New York, and goes there on breaks and everything. So for winter break, he went back home and we were still talking every day. And I thought everything was fine until one day he said that he wants to break up so he can be, quote, free. Which was weird to me because it's not like I didn't let him hang out with his other friends or anything. So basically, I'm thinking he wants to sleep with other people. But, like, this is my first boyfriend. He took my virginity, and I just love him so. We continued to talk every day and flirt. Fast forward to him coming back from break, we hung out every day, slept with each other, and I stayed in his dorm for like weeks, probably close to a month, after being with somebody every day for almost a month in a small dorm, we argued every day over little things and finally decided that enough was enough and we truly needed to just be friends. But the sexual chemistry was still there, so we kept having sex. He got back on Tinder and met this girl who he hit it off with, but never told me, and he kept having sex with me. Mm-hmm. Fast forward a couple of weeks, he invited me over. We smoked, got high, and I took a nap, only to be woken up 30 minutes later to him shaking me and telling me I have to get out, that this girl who he really likes is coming over, and I have to get out. Confused, half asleep and half high, I'm like, what are you talking about? Long story short, the girl saw me leave his room, and he lied to her, and they got into this huge argument, and she blames me for ruining her chances with him. A week after this happens, I find out I'm pregnant with his baby. Here are some pictures of us, just to put faces to a name. This is me and him. Oh, and then this is her.
Huh? How's she gonna just throw that on there at the end? Yeah, and I'm pregnant with his baby.
Oh. My.
So what do you need advice on?
Oh, that's all sorts of messy.
Like, this is all up to you, girl. Like, do you want to keep the baby? Have you talked to him about it? Does he want the baby? Like, these are things that need to be discussed. I don't know if we can give you any advice on this. Like,
yeah, how does he feel about it? Is he like, oh, yay, let's get back together and make a family? Is he like, oh, sucks for you? Like,
do you want it?
Yeah. Like, what? Oh. Wow. Yeah, I.
I need more information. This is not enough information. Is he still with this other girl? Did you tell him? So many questions. I think you need to write in again.
Please and thank you.
Yeah, because I don't know. There's so, like, we could sit here and give you 100 types of advice.
Please and thank you. Write in again. Yeah. Give us more info.
Yeah.
I mean, my biggest thing is she literally said that she was in his dorm for weeks and they were fighting over the littlest thing every time. That's not a healthy. I mean, yeah.
And you need to hook it up with somebody else and not telling you?
Yeah, no. Mm. Oh. That's what I said. This is all sorts of messy.
Yeah, and I need to know, like, your guys' opinions on the baby. Like, what's going on?
Can you write in ASAP?
You just ended that on a cliffhanger. And I'm pregnant with his baby.
Don't.
And that's it. Okay,
stay tuned to next week until the next episode comes out. I mean, that's what I feel like. You really did leave us on a cliffhanger here.
Maybe let's respond so that by the time we record again, maybe she'll respond.
Okay.
To the email.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to reach out to you, okay?
Okay.
And then ask for an update so you could update us and fill us in.
It'll be reached out before this episode even comes out.
Yes.
So next episode.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Advice email. What's poppin', Ogmil fan? I'm writing in today for my very first time because I just need a little advice. It may be a kind of long story, sorry in advance. Hello. I've been with my current boyfriend for 11 months now, and his job is 3 hours away from where I currently live with my sister and her boyfriend. My boyfriend might have actually found an apartment 2.5 hours from where I currently live now, and he eventually wants me to go live with him full time whenever I am comfortable. Here is the problem. I have lived with my sister ever since I was born, so we haven't been without each other, especially 2 to 3 hours away, but eventually I would like to move away and start my life with my boyfriend and let my sister start her life with hers. My sister, on the other hand, is upset with me that I want to leave and live with him myself and not with her, which I understand, but at the end of the day, I want to start my life since I'm 21. My question for you is, what would you do in this situation? Thank you for all your advice. Okay, love you. Bye.
Okay, love you too.
Sorry, sis.
Listen, like, literally, she's looking out for her and her sister. Like, I want to start living my life, but I also want my sister to start living hers. Mm. Like, your sister, like, great that you're living with her and her boyfriend, but, like, let her and her boyfriend, like, live together as a couple.
Yeah.
You know? And then for you with your mans. I mean, I think that's...
You're only 2-3 hours away. You'll see each other.
And you're 21. And if she's your older sister, you can, like... Yeah. I think you should just try it.
Yeah. And you guys have to move away from each other at eventually. Some point. You yeah, can't eventually. Live together forever, especially if she's in a committed relationship, you're in a committed relationship. You guys are going to move on with your lives one day.
And why does she? Why is she upset about it? Does she like your boyfriend? Is it because she's just used to you being there? Mm. Is she like a mommy role to you and she's concerned about it? Like, what is it that... She's upset about, you know? Maybe it's just because it's comfortable.
I think it's just like an attachment issue.
You guys have been there. Yeah. So maybe it's just that and she'll get over it. You know, it'll be hard for both of you, I'm sure. But you both will. Because eventually, you're not going to, like, get married, have kids, and always live together kind of thing. So
disastrous.
So I think it's just cut the cord, so to speak, now. And just be in contact. Visit. Let her visit you guys. Yeah. Like, yeah. It'll be good.
Yeah. That's not that far. And, like, doesn't she want a life with just her and her boyfriend without her sister around all the time?
Think.
You guys must be very, very close and have a great relationship then.
Which is awesome.
Which is nice, yeah. But 2 to 3 hours away is not much. And you guys will be just fine. And you want to move. So don't, you can't, I know as much as you love your sister, you can't do things to make other people happy because you're going to end up miserable.
Miserable.
So you have to do something that will make you happy. Because at the end of the day, you are left with you, yourself, and you.
Take it from me.
Me, myself, and I. What do you mean?
Because how, like, we were just talking about how I'm going to therapy and how I suck at life.
You're just
going
to throw that out there. Claps for Jerry, everyone.
Yeah, claps for me. Thanks to Alyssa. My ass is starting therapy today. But that's one of the things I realized is that I've always lived for everybody else. And I will still continue because that's just who I am. But I need to learn
more
a
healthfully.
Balance. Yeah. And in a more healthy manner. Because you really can't change who you are. You can change. You could learn better ways. And that's what I need to do.
You can care about other people.
Better ways.
You can care about other people. That's so nice. But you also have to care about yourself.
Yeah. It's a realization. It's a realization when you realize, like I was telling Liz, I was doing all these tests and realized that I don't even know what my likes are.
Yeah.
Like my hop, like what do you like to do? Do you like reading? And I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Do you like, no.
Yeah.
I don't do that. No.
Yeah.
No.
Because you never took the time to discover yourself because you cared about everyone else.
It's like my likes have always been everybody else's likes.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
You know? Like.
Time to change.
Well, listen, Carol's got a lot of work.
Carol!
Carol's got a lot of work to do.
She's doing BetterHelp. Yay. Yay, we love BetterHelp. Okay.
Thank you, Alyssa, again.
You're welcome. So exciting. I'm so excited for you. Zane's fucking alarm. Can you talk about that in therapy?
My son and his mom. Okay.
First breakup advice. Hi, Alyssa and Jerry. Sorry so long, but I just got broken up with for the first time, and I need some advice on how to deal with it. I'm 22 and have never been in a relationship before because I just wasn't very interested in dating, but this year I signed up for Hinge and met this guy. Another Hinge. I was dating him for the last month and I really liked him and I thought that things were going well and that we had a lot in common, like our morals and beliefs, which is something I never thought I would find, and I really enjoyed spending time with him. Then we were supposed to go out a couple of days ago and less than an hour before, he calls me and breaks up with me over the phone and says he just can't do it anymore and had been thinking about it the last few days and we just don't have anything in common. I'm so hurt by this and just don't understand why he let me think everything is fine when he is planning on breaking things off for days and I really thought we had a lot in common, so I'm just confused. I texted him this morning and I told him I was really hurt by the way that he handled things. Sorry, I just got distracted by a text message. I know I probably shouldn't have, but I was just so hurt. Hello. I know I probably shouldn't have, but I was just so upset. I needed him to know how I felt because I was so shocked on the phone and didn't really have anything to say. And he replied and basically just gave me all the reasons he decided on ending it because he, quote, wanted to make it easier for me. And said he was going to break up with me that night but didn't want to put me through having to sit through dinner just to be broken up with. He couldn't even face me in person after we spent so much time together and talked every day for more than a month. And the fact that he never thought it was okay to make he ever thought it was okay to make me think that we were going to have a date and then just break up with me after and lie to me sucks so much. And he knew this was my first relationship. And I feel like he used that against me and made me feel like a naive person who doesn't understand relationships. He just said some really hurtful things and used my shyness as a reason, which has literally been my biggest fear because I know I can be quiet and more reserved, but I really tried to be open to him. I really tried to open up to him. He said breaking up over text felt disrespectful, but he basically did it anyways after I told him his phone call really hurt me and acted like he was doing it to make me feel better when really he was just a coward and couldn't see my face when he did it. I feel like he just led me on, and he even met my family and friends and never felt the need to tell me his reservations and just completely blindsided me instead. I'm so mad at the way he handled it and just confused and sad because I had so many firsts with him, so any advice would be great. P.S. I deleted his number and all of our texts and basically any proof of him, so I don't plan on having any more contact with him ever again.
Well, that's great. That's great that you don't want to have any contact and that you deleted everything. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Let me also say that you, between everything that you said about him being a coward and how he hurt your feelings and how he did you a favor, you know, and you're not going to necessarily, it's not very common that you meet somebody, your first boyfriend, your first, and then fall in love and everything is great and perfect. You're going to go through a cycle and you have to find who's right for you. If you're a shy, quiet kind of person, that can't be, you can't be in a relationship where somebody looks at that as a down. You know what I mean? Like, you can't be, if that's who you are as a person, you need to find a person who appreciates you for that those qualities, you know? Like, sure, your higher morals were aligned according to you, but everything else wasn't. And, you know, maybe he in the long run, at the end, he did you a favor by not dragging you along any longer than he already had, because it gives you an opportunity to dust your knees off. You fell down. That's okay. You get back up, you try again. And you know what? The next relationship might be the same. And you dust your knees off and you get back up and you try again. I mean, most of us don't meet the perfect person and then spend the rest of your life with somebody on the first, your first experience, you know? Yeah. And just have fun with it.
Yeah. This might be a hot take, but I think it, I don't think that he necessarily did anything horribly wrong to you. I think he was very brutally honest, which hurts. You know what I mean? Like, and of course you're going to see, because you're angry and upset at him, rightfully so. And of course you're going to see anything that he did or the way he handled it in a negative way. But him saying like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I've been thinking about it the last few days. Like, anybody who's going to break up with somebody is thinking about it for a few days before they do it. Nobody just wakes up and they're like, I'm going to break up with them today.
Right.
You know, like, of course he's been like, you know, harping on it, thinking about it, ways to do it, if he should, you know, like, of course he's going to think on it, which in my opinion is like a good thing. He should have been thinking about it. And nobody just wakes up and does it. He called you. He didn't want to drag you through dinner. You know, it does suck that he met your friends and family, but, you know, sometimes relationships have to end even though you have connections to the person. And like Jerry said, you know, he did it for you. He was like, listen, this isn't going to work for me anymore. You're shy. He's not. Whatever the case is, I don't think he's a horrible person unless he did something you're not telling us about. Unless he like cheated on you or did X, Y, and Z, whatever. And he was a bad person. Sounds like he was fine to you. And he kind of just like realized after a little while that you guys just didn't connect as much as you thought you did in the beginning. And I think he handled it fine. Maybe he could have said it face to face in person. Maybe that would have hurt you a little bit more. I think it all happens for a reason. I think maybe the phone call was best for you, you know, who knows? But at the end of the day, a relationship ending sucks, and you're going to sit here and you're going to harp on little things that happened between you guys and why did he do this and why didn't he say that and this and that. And, you know, people say, oh, you want closure. And I don't think that chatting with him is going to do anything for you. So I think it's great that you deleted the number, going to move on. Mm-hmm. You know, I think sometimes you meet someone and you have rose colored glasses. You think everything's great and dandy. And then he stepped back and he was like, oh, maybe we don't connect as much as I thought we did. I don't think it was a malicious intent. The reason I say this is because I think a breakup can be a lot easier if you don't hate the person. That can also make it harder. If it's an easy breakup and mutual, then it's kind of just like sad, mm-hmm. versus like being angry, like, fuck you, I'm mad at you, bye. Mm-hmm. But I think that maybe instead of like having anger in your heart for him, just be like, that was his path. It didn't work out for him. It's okay. Like, instead of like having anger and sadness for him, I think it can cause you more stress in the long run, which is the reason I bring all of this up and being like, okay, he had to do what he had to do. Like, if I was in that situation and I didn't really like anybody that much, like, I would think on it a few days and probably just give him a call and be like, listen, I don't want to waste your time. Like, I didn't want to do it over dinner. You know, like, that would be disrespectful. You probably would have handled it the same way. But of course, you're the one getting hurt, so you're going to see it in a negative light. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. 100%.
Okay. And I hope that brought you some kind of peace and like, instead of being like, why, versus like, okay, he did what he had to do, I'm going to move on. Mm-hmm. I think that mindset shift can be good for you because you seem like you're still sad about it, because you feel like blindsided. But I think he let you know as soon as he could. And of course, in a relationship, you want to make it work. You want to meet friends and family. That's testing out a relationship, mm-hmm. you know? So I don't think that he like did anything purposely maliciously.
Yeah, I think as it progressed, he just, yeah, you know, like your shyness, like you mentioned that, like it was just...
Maybe he didn't see that in the beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
The more he got to know you, the more he realized that the little things just weren't aligning.
Right, and that's there's okay. nothing wrong with right. you for being shy, that's but just maybe he preferred someone who's more outgoing.
Right.
So it's just a different opinion.
Right, and you'll find somebody who better fits you.
Right, and he'll find somebody that better fits him. And that's it. That's how life works out. Sometimes mm-hmm. you need to test the waters. And just because somebody doesn't like something about you, it just is their preference. It doesn't mean that there's necessarily something wrong with you. Capiche?
Preach it.
Okay.
That's perfectly said.
Thank you. I hope I didn't hurt your feelings at all.
No, you. How would her feelings get hurt?
Okay.
Like, I think that was very beautifully said. I don't want to invalidate
her feelings. A feeling she like she was blindsided or, you know.
Right, but there's always two sides of every story, right? Yeah. And I think you just said, like, I agree. He didn't wake up and go, hours before we're going out, right. I'm going to just break up with you. I believe it went sort of just like exactly the way you said it. Like, he was probably pondering it for a little while and probably was like, damn, I don't want to take her out to dinner and then break up with her, you know? Like, I think he did it in the most respectful way he felt it would have to go down. And there's, you know, everybody's different.
Right.
You know?
Right. Okay, well.
Okay, good luck.
I love you. Thank you for writing in. And I hope that I helped in some way. thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys so much. We fucking love you guys. Thank you for listening. Every Monday and Thursday, you already know the drill. If you want the episodes a day early, you can. It's $2.99 a month. The link's down below. You can get our episodes a whole day early, baby. And if you're part of that crew, happy Sunday. And we hope you have a great Monday. Other than that, go check out Gotta Be Good. 12 or 1 o'clock EST between that time, because we have to set some things live. We will talk to you all on Thursday. Have a great rest of your week.
We love you.
We love you. Okay, love you. Bye.